Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know if you'll stay tuned today, I know God's going to bless you and God's got a word for you. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I know there are many under the sound of my voice that have many needs. There are a lot of people today that are just absolutely heartbroken. People have gotten bad news and their heart's been broken, and Lord, only you can mend a broken heart. Only you can touch that heart. There's people today that are sick in their bodies and they need a healing touch. Oh, great healer that you are. Go into their rooms and heal them and touch them, I pray. And Lord, we pray for our lost. We pray for those that are listening that are not born again. Ask that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Help them, God the Father, to realize that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's because of his precious holy blood shed on Calvary. That's the only thing that'll wash away our sins, never to be brought up against us ever again. Help them to realize and see the plan of salvation and to know they must be born again. Thank you in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In this series of broadcasts that I've been doing each week, I've been talking to you about the awesome people that my husband and I was privileged to meet over the many years of our traveling and of our living. My husband has since gone home to be with the Lord, and I'm still carrying on the Trucking for Jesus ministry. This is my 40th year of Trucking for Jesus. Hey, I've hung in there for 40 years, children. I'm here to tell you God is faithful. But I just want to tell you about some of the people that I've met, we met, and made a change in our lives. I was raised in North Martinsville Pentecostal Holiness Church in Martinsville, Virginia. And as a little girl, I went to a revival meeting one night. I still remember, I was about 12 years old. I still remember what I had on. I had on a baby blue coat with a baby blue matching bonnet. And I sat in that revival meeting, and the preacher, who was the traveling evangelist, her name was Sister Putman. And she was an awesome preacher. And let me tell you, since I was 12 years old, honey, that's been some years back. But I still remember what Sister Putman, the evangelist, preached that night. She preached out of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. She said this, "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." Now, in this portion of Scripture, Sister Putman brought out the point that God was going to anoint a new king over Israel. And Jesse had all his older sons come before the prophet Samuel. But each time, God would say, "No, that's not the one." And finally, Samuel looked at Jesse and said, "Don't you have any more sons?" And Jesse said, "Just the lad that keepeth the sheep, which was David." But the intriguing part of this verse, Samuel said, "Well, we'll not sit down till he come hither." And the message that Sister Lula Mae Putman preached when I was 12 years old that I remembered all the years of my life was this: don't sit down. The reason that Samuel wouldn't let him sit down because the king was coming and you was not supposed to sit in the presence of a king. And she pointed out to us that Jesus is coming. Don't sit down. The king is coming. And that rung into my heart, still does. Even after I got saved, I thought about that. Don't sit down. The king is coming. And I want to pass that message on to you today. Don't sit down. The king is coming. You get up. You go to church. You get up. You do what God has called you to do. You get up. Go in the highways and byways. The king is coming. And when he comes, what will you be found doing? Where will you be found? What kind of life? Jesus is coming back. And one day your soul is going to be required of you. And what are you doing with your life? You're determining your eternity right now. It's heaven or it's hell. God does not send man to hell. You choose to go there on your own. That's a choice you make. He wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven. And I beg you today to hear that same message I heard as a little girl that changed my life. And every time I hear it, it still rings in my heart. Don't sit down. The king is coming. Don't sit down. The king is coming. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Be faithful to serve God and know that you make a difference in other people's lives. Let God bless you, and thank you for listening.